This is the Texas Standard.
On a recent chilly Friday night at Fort Davis ISD's football field, the stands are nearly empty. No more than a half dozen parents sit in the visitor section at the rural West Texas school. They're cheering on their team, the El Paso Christian Homeschool Panthers.
There you go, Panthers! There you go!
Homeschool teams, like the Panthers, make up a small percentage of the roughly 200 six-man football teams in the state. For many homeschool students, this is the only chance they have to play under Friday night lights. Defensive end Sal Venturella is a junior.
When you get that competition that prepares you for like future fights in your life because you're going to go through all sorts of stuff, and like this kind of competition really helps you a bit.
This season, the team has also learned a bit about competing while being down. They've lost most of their games. But Sal's dad, Sam Venturella, says winning really isn't the point. He's in his third year as the Panthers' head coach.
This Friday night light, this football experience, the cheerleaders, the fans come out. You know, it's just a great, I think it's just great for the community and great for the boys as they grow up.
Other homeschool teams for sports like basketball and track have been around for decades. But the first six-man football team for Texas homeschoolers wasn't started until 2005 by a San Antonio dad named Rush Cohn. Cohn says he wasn't able to find a football team for his son, so he created his own. He says a modified six-man version of football was easier to organize and less of a financial burden on parents than the traditional 11-man variety.
The folks that we play against are as competitive as can be, from whistle to whistle, but after that, it's a wonderful opportunity to meet other homeschoolers, and you tend to build friendships.
But homeschool teams have long faced skepticism from public school coaches who worry these grassroots teams aren't subject to the same strict academic and age requirements set by the UIL. Cohn says homeschool teams have recently overcome this by joining independent leagues.
We've gone from being that suspect kid on the block to someone who is welcomed. So we have to go to the next stage of being better at playing the game.
The Panthers are part of the Texas Association of Independent Athletic Organizations. It's been around for 5 years, and about half the league's football teams are homeschoolers. Wayne Aldridge started the league. He has coached football at an Austin charter school for 16 years. He says he initially refused to book homeschool teams to play against his team, but a conversation with a homeschool coach about a decade ago changed his opinion.
The more I learned about it, though, most of these schools, it's not like they're turning away players. They're struggling to get enough players.
Coach Venturella says that is a struggle. He had to cancel the teams last season after failing to attract enough players. This season, the Panthers have 13 on the team, but it's still been tough with players sidelined with injuries and academic problems. Homeschool teams also rely on parent volunteers for things typically covered by school administrations, not just staffing coaches, but also buying gear, paying referee fees, and arranging transportation to games. But Julie Hernandez says the commitment is worth it. Her son Dylan is on the team.
You know, when you've got coaches and parents who are dedicated and put in hours and hours and hours of time, I think that it's important to build a strong program so that we won't lose good athletes to the public school system because they want to play on competitive teams.
Some Texas homeschool advocates have been pushing to change state law to allow homeschoolers to join public UIL teams. But at the Panthers game against Fort Davis, homeschool families don't appear worried. Parent Jennifer Ferraro says the football program is another opportunity the state's growing homeschool community has created for itself.
If it's something that we want for our kids, then we make the effort to make sure it happens. So we have a homeschool football team, we have a homeschool basketball team, we have a track team, we do prom, and we have graduation, and it's all because the parents want that for their kids.
The El Paso Christian Homeschool Panthers lost this game to Fort Davis. The final score was 52-6. But for Coach Venturella, the game was a success.
I don't always go by the score. For me, it's the heart. I want to see them play their best, then I'm happy.
In West Texas, I'm Natalie Krebs for the Texas Standard.